gonna finish that homework, Michael? You promised we could play Go Fish.
Later, Penny. I'm still doing my science.
Well, tell me what your lesson is, and maybe I can help you.
I don't think so. We're studying the feasibility of inserting geodesic domes into space for the purpose of human colonization. Now, did you understand that?
Every word. Except the part about skeezics and the gnomes.
Oh, well, it just means that in a few years from now, they're going to put 100,000 people into space to live. They'll stay there for a couple of years.
Won't they have to come back down to use the bathroom?
No, they're going to go up there.
They will?
Hi, y'all.
Hi, Willona.
Woo-wee. All I can say is TGIF.
What does TGIF mean?
That means, thank God it's Friday. But today that means this girl is futsal.
In my school, we say it's P-O-E-T-S day.
Oh, what's Poets Day?
Poor and everything tomorrow, Saturday.
That's cute. What you do today? Were you a good girl?
Yep.
What you do?
I've been helping Michael with his science.
Oh.
Willona, if we all grow up to live in space someday, could we live in the same ghetto as the Evans?
Oh, honey. If that day is ever possible, I hope there is no more ghettos to deal with.
Speaking of skeezy gnomes, look who just walked in.
Mr. Miguel, scoff if you will, but your older, smarter brother, the gumshoe of the ghetto, has successfully been stalking the dude that Thelma's been mysteriously dating.
Wait, you found out about Lloyd?
No, he gave me the slip for the third day in a row.
Oh, boy.
Mama, who's this Lloyd?
Honey, I don't know that much about him, except Thelma never brings him around.
Maybe she doesn't want us to see his handicap.
Handicap? JJ, we haven't even met him yet, so how do you know he has a handicap?
Michael, any dude going out with Thelma can't be playing with a full deck.
You know what is so strange about this Lloyd? He never sees Thelma at night, he just sees her at lunchtime.
You know, that is strange, Willona. How could Thelma fall in love over a hamburger?
Well, in the words of that great poet Rodney Allen Rippey, happiness is a warm bun.
You set the table. I'll start this.
I don't get it. Why are you following Lloyd all over town?
Easy, Penny. Because there's something strange about a dude we never see at night. And I don't like him dating my sister. The only thing I know about this cat is that he works in a toy company.
A toy company? Then he can't be that bad.
Dude's probably getting secrets to the Russians or Frisbees.
Worse than that, honey, he could be married.
Married and dating my sister? Boy, I'll pulverize the man. I'll tear him limb from limb. I'll rip his lips off.
But, Mama, if Lloyd's married, why is he going out with Thelma?
The same reason you came back for a second piece of pie.
Huh?
Oh, I'll explain to you when you get older, baby.
It's another one of those.
Yes, another one of those.
Hi, everybody.
Good.
Hi, Thelma.
All right, y'all. Where you been?
Oh, I was out shopping for a present for Lloyd.
You know, Thelma, you've been seeing a lot of this Lloyd dude lately. What's going on between y'all two?
Hey, come on now. He's just a very nice guy.
Well, Thelma, be such a nice guy. Why don't you invite him over to one of your special home-cooked meals so we can all get to meet him?
Hmm? Yeah. And if he's really a friend, you'll tell him to have dinner before he gets here.
Well, Lola, like I said, he can't come over at night because he works nights.
Yeah, I've heard that line before.
And where have you heard that line before?
From me. I use it all the time.
Lola, honey, what kind of work does Lloyd do at night?
Well, it's a top secret job, and he really can't talk about it.
Maybe he is a spy. There go the Frisbees.
Thelma, honey, listen. We'd really like to meet Lloyd. Why don't you bring him over? Unless, of course, you're ashamed of us.
Oh, come on, Willona. I'm proud of everybody in this room.
That's right.
Almost everybody. Hey, wait a minute. What's all these little funny remarks going on around here? All right, I get it. Because I don't see Lloyd at night, you think that he's married, huh?
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, honey, that thought never entered our minds.
Yes, it did. Well, Lloyd said.
What did you say, Valona?
Well, honey, I said he sounds married. Now, come on over here, honey. I want to give you a little test. You see, there are 5 signs to a married man. Okay, number 1. Does he take you out at night?
No.
Okay, number 2. Does he want to meet your friends?
Well, no, he never said he didn't want to meet.
3. Did he ever take you to his place?
No.
Mm-hmm. Number 4. Did he give you his home phone number?
Well, Lona, he doesn't have a phone.
Mm-hmm. 5.
Oh, why not 5? Does he ever ask for a second piece of pie?
I know you just helped yourself to a seat. All right, 5. Is he extra specially nice to you?
Oh, yes, Valona. He opens up doors for me and he pulls back chairs and he never stops paying me compliments.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That sucker is married for sure.
Yeah, because you see, married men are like Avis. They have to try harder.
I tell you, he is not married. And besides, I'm a big girl now and I can take care of my own affairs. I mean, relationships. Wait a minute. I'm having lunch with Lloyd tomorrow. So I'll just ask him to come to dinner, okay? And he'll come. You'll see he'll come.
Thelma. Hey, love. You hardly touch your salad.
Hey, come on, baby.
Now, if there's something on your mind, tell me. You know, we only get to spend this time together.
You know, we only meet at lunchtime, and all I know about you is that you like your hamburgers medium rare, with no mayo.
Well, a woman should know how her man likes his lunch.
Yeah, and a woman should also know where her man spends his nights.
Thelma. Hey, did I ever tell you how much I love your eyes?
Yeah, you told me.
Well, I do.
But I want to ask you something.
What?
Little something.
What little something you want?
Are you married?
Married? Whatever put an idea like that into your head?
I know it sounded silly and everything, yeah. But you know our neighbor, Valona?
Oh, yeah.
She has this test. The 5 sure signs of a married man.
And I pass.
With honor. I believe you, but... Hey, why don't you come over for dinner tonight? Please.
Well, Thelma, your happiness means everything to me. And if it'll make you happy, then I'll try and come to dinner tonight, okay?
Oh, boy, thank you.
Hey, Romeo. You want anything else? That's on the menu.
Yeah, how about the check, please?
Coming right up. Well, have you decided anything yet, Mr. Bogart? Oh, no, come on, come on. I don't have all day, you know.
Then, just bring me a cup of coffee, sweetheart.
Ah, Mr. Big Spender, huh? Look, it says here, $1.25 minimum per person.
Then, bring me 5 cups of coffee.
Sorry, I need a food order. I can't let you sit here without an order. Now I want an order. You hear?
All right, you want an order? Mm. Leave me alone.
Here you go, lover. Mm-hmm. Hey, where you going? going, Mr. Big Spender?
I'm in a hurry. Could you give me the check?
You trying to stiff me or something?
No, my dear. Could you just write out the check?
Okay, hold on to your shirt, Diamond Jim.
Can we hurry up there?
Here you go, sport. That's $1.32. You think you can handle it?
Okay, here you go. $1.35. Thank you. Keep the change. Taxi!
3 cents. And I didn't think he would be a big tipper.
Willona, are you sure Lloyd is coming to dinner tonight?
Well, Thelma said he was, and he'd better, after all this work I have done. Ooh, la, la. The medallions of the beef. With the fresh spring carrots and the small pearl onions and the whole baby potatoes. It is a meal fit for a king.
Whoa, Willona, you know that really sounds fancy. What do you call it?
Stew. Don't tell me. You lost him again.
Not this time, Willona. This time I had the knack of Kojak and I was better than Beretta.
Cecil, isn't he married?
Well, I got good news for y'all. At the end of a working day, Lloyd Williams does not go home to a wife.
Thanks goodness. Yeah.
But I did find out where he does go home to.
Where?
The slammer. Lloyd's in jail.
In jail? JJ, is this another one of your jokes?
No, Lorna. The man's in prison.
Hold on. You mean he's a guard?
No, Michael. He's wearing stripes. And he's not a zebra.
I can't believe it. Lloyd in prison?
That's impossible, JJ. Now, if the man is in jail, how is he meeting Thelma?
Maybe he breaks out for lunch.
He doesn't have to. They let him out.
Just to see Thelma.
That's part of his punishment. The man's in a halfway house.
A halfway house?
Yeah, well, and I know what that is. It's a place halfway between being free and being in prison. They sent a guy there whose sentence is almost up. That way he can work in the daytime.
Oh, then he can adjust to the outside world.
Dating Thelma isn't an adjustment. That's shock treatment.
You know, I wonder what he was in for.
Maybe he was a murderer. Oh, wait a minute now. Do they put murderers in the halfway house?
Most of the time, they put them back on the streets.
If he's in the halfway house, he must be in there for a white-collar offense.
Like strangling a priest.
Well, if y'all finish playing What's My Crime, I'll tell y'all what Lloyd's in for.
You mean you found out, JJ? What is it?
Well, y'all, what I found out is that Lloyd was married before.
JJ, they can't put you in jail for that.
To two women.
JJ, they can't put you in jail for that either.
At the same time?
Now that they can put you in jail for.
Good Lord. Thelma's going out with a bigamist.
Uh-oh, that's them. Act natural. Come in.
Hi. Is dinner ready?
Not yet, baby. Why don't you go back home and do your homework?
I already did.
Well, do tomorrow's homework.
Oh, boy. If you keep talking about things you don't want me to hear, I'll be the smartest kid in class.
Gramps, do me a favor.
Yeah?
Keep Penny company for a little while.
Oh, sure, Willona. Hey, Willona, are you going to tell Thelma?
Honey, I don't know. You know, it's so strange. The woman is always the last one to know.
No, she isn't. I am.
Girls. JJ, maybe we'll be lucky and Lloyd won't show up after all.
Yeah, maybe he won't be able to give the bloodhounds the slip.
JJ, how are we going to tell Thelma she's involved with a bigamist? I mean, how are we going to tell her that?
Well, it's simple, Willona. We'll get him the towels for their wedding. We'll just have monogrammed on there. His, hers, and hers.
JJ, I'm worried about Thelma.
Yeah, so am I, Willona. I guess we're just going to have to tell her.
JJ, you don't understand. Thelma's in love. And when a woman's in love, everything is different. Take it from me, honey. If you tell her the truth about Lloyd now, you'll break her heart.
Hi, everybody. I'd like you to meet Lloyd.
Oh, hello, Lloyd. How are you? I heard a lot about you.
Well, hello. I've heard a lot about you, too. But now that I see you, I can see that Thelma's praise was much too modest.
And the licorice stick with the ears.
So, this is JJ, huh? Well, I've heard that you're quite a dude with the ladies, huh, man?
Yeah, I thought I was, but I guess I'm nothing compared to some other people I know.
Well, let me take your coat and sit down. Everybody sit down.
And I'll check on the dinner.
Hey, where are Michael and Penny?
Well, Penny was sentenced to do our homework, and Michael is guarding her.
Michael, that's your other brother, right? Well, I understand he's going to become a lawyer?
Yeah, he's going to work for the legal reform.
Well, we sure could use it.
Yeah, some of us need it more than others.
Lloyd, would you care for a chicken wing?
Well, thank you very much.
If I had the wings of a chicken...
JJ, what are you doing?
Oh, Thelma, honey, come on. You know JJ. He's always saying weird things. Sometimes I could just lock him up and throw him in a cell and throw away the key.
Well, Malona, I think I'll go put the bread and water, bread and butter on the table.
I could tell something weird is going on around here, but I don't know what's happening, and I apologize for it, Lloyd. I really
do. Oh, you don't have to apologize, Thelma. You may not know what's going on around here, but he does.
I do?
I do. Doesn't that sound a little familiar, Lloyd? I do, I do. Listen, Mr. Two-Timer, you better go on and hurry up and tell Thelma, otherwise I will.
Come here, baby. See, Thelma, there is something that I should have told you from the start. I'm doing time.
What?
Well, there is no mysterious, government night job and all that. I have to take a bus after I leave the job at the toy store and go to a halfway house.
Oh, Lord. Well,
I had to get special permission just to come here tonight. I'm sorry, Princess. I wanted to tell you from the start, but I was afraid that I would lose you.
Yeah. Look here, Lloyd, that's very nice of you to confess and everything, but you have to do that on account of me and Malona. I mean, this between you and Thelma, you know? Tell her the rest.
I don't want to hear anymore, okay? I don't want to hear any more of this.
I think you want to hear this.
Tell her, Lloyd.
Oh, Malona, it really doesn't matter, you know what I mean?
I think Lloyd's got one or two more things to tell you.
You heard the lady. She's not interested.
Thelma, honey, I know this is hurting you a little bit, but it's best you know the whole truth now so you can end it.
End it? Who said anything about ending it?
Thelma, he's been lying to you ever since.
Lying? Come on, he lied to me because he loves me. And whatever else he's done, he's paying for it right now. Oh, Lorna, give the man a chance.
Hey, Thelma, baby. You don't know what it means for me to hear you say that.
Thelma. Ask him what he was in jail for.
Look, I don't care. I mean, Malona, we were brought up to forgive and forget. To love a person for what he is, not for what he was, or for what we want him to be. Lloyd, I mean, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter to me what you did, okay? Because I have faith in you.
Oh, Thelma, baby. You're one hell of a lady. I love you.
Well, if you love her, why don't you tell her the truth?
All right. All right. I will.
Oh, come on. Stop it now. Stop
Thelma.
It. I don't want to hear it. I don't need to hear
Thelma.
It.
Thelma.
Unless Lloyd really wants to tell.
Her.
Thelma. You see, I was convicted for embezzlement.
Money that didn't belong to me legally, you know?
Brother, that ain't all you talk that wasn't legally yours, you know?
Are you satisfied now, Lona? Tell me the truth. Now get off my case.
Well, Lona, I gotta tell her.
No, JJ, you can't. She'll hate you for it.
I'm a brother, Lona. She'll love me forever.
Lloyd and I have decided to eat out.
Yeah, well, good night. Can't say it was a pleasure.
Thelma, Lloyd's a bigamist. That's right. He's married to two women at the same time. And if you marry him, that'll make him a trigamist.
Liar! I hate you.
Thelma, honey, he's just trying to save you.
Lloyd, is not what you said. For one thing, I know he loves me. I know that. And he is not what you said he is. Now, you take that back.
I wish I could, Thelma, but I can't.
Lona, you're a woman, and you know how it feels to really believe in a man, right? Well, will you tell JJ that Lloyd couldn't do that? Lloyd?
Baby, it's true. I mean, it was true, but it's not that way anymore. Now that I've known you, well, I can be a different person.
Oh, yeah? A different person?
Yeah.
One that lies and says he embezzled money.
No, I was confused. I was mixed up. I didn't know what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, it's something I just can't believe you. I don't know whether to believe you or not.
Thelma, let me suggest that we go...
May I suggest that, you move your butt on out of here. Right.
That's right, while you still got a butt to move. You got the whole truth now. That should make you feel a little better.
Yeah? Should have made me feel better, huh? Why do I feel so bad, huh?
Oh, baby, I've been there. I know what you're feeling. But you'll be all right. Watch. You'll see.
Well, I guess I'll be leaving.
JJ? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say I hate you. I don't know how I could be such a fool.
It's all right, Thelma. On rare occasions, I've been known to make a fool out of myself, too.